For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, who the Eagles could take in the first round. Of course, we're discussing if in the second round, Jalen Milroe is their quarterback at Alabama. Should the Eagles take him? We all agree on this show, yes. Now, would it be a big deal for Jalen Hurts? That's where there's some difference in the room. I don't think it'd be a small deal. I think Hurts can handle it because he's mentally tough enough for this. But, yeah, it'd be a thing. I'm willing to do it, though, because I'm invested in keeping the quarterback room strong. One thing I wanted to hit, and then back to your phone calls, and we got a third clue for Hugh's Clues. Our last caller, Hugh, said, this isn't the right time. I would argue if you have a starting quarterback that you like, right? It's never the right time. So you just have to, if you think someone is worth it, you just got to do it and put them in the pipeline. Like, people said the same thing when they took Hurts and Wentz was here. It's not the right time. We're trying to build a team. Was it the right time for the Packers to take Jordan Love?
Mm-mm.
Aaron Rodgers had won back-to-back MVPs.
Yeah, he was, like, upper 30s.
So. I know, but if you have a good quarterback, can't you always argue it's never the right time? Right? Because you're trying to win with that quarterback. I get the point. They're older. The Packers quarterbacks were older. But I brought up Cam Newton earlier. The Panthers didn't prepare. Physically, he declined very fast. He was the MVP of the league. They didn't prepare. And then they went through what? They've been irrelevant for like 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, that's the point that I'm making.
You don't want to ever get there.
And the one position, and I've always been told this. You got to have a quarterback. He doesn't have to be a Tom Brady, but you better have somebody that's serviceable, that understands, you know, the system that you're trying to implement, that can run the offense. If he's not Tom Brady, damn it, he better be close to Brock Purdy. You know, a guy that came in and ran the offense well in the short, like in that span.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to have. And if you don't have one of those, you're going to be one of those franchises that is going to be looking for a quarterback forever, i.e. the Cleveland Browns.
So I do think there's a line to this. Like, I wouldn't use a first-round pick on a quarterback, right? To me, that's a unless you think your quarterback's about to be done, that to me, that would be a waste of a resource because mm-hmm. that's a big pick, right? Like, I'm not advocating at number 32, let's say a quarterback. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the second round is, that's where we got Jalen Hurts. It's like sometimes you get players that kind of fall through the cracks for whatever reason. But they can play. Russell Wilson was a third-round pick. Jalen Hurts, second-round pick. Sometimes
and on top
they
of that,
fall through.
When they got Russell Wilson, who was it? Matt?
Flynn.
Flynn.
They just signed him, yeah.
They had just gave him a ton of bread. And I remember that vividly because I remember when they were like, oh, my gosh, they got this guy, Russell Wilson, he can play. Mm-hmm. And he ended up playing. You can never, if you have an opportunity to get a quarterback that you've identified as the heir apparent, they are hard. Like, people don't realize how hard it is to find a quarterback. They are hard to find.
Yeah, I think what hits some people is no one wants to acknowledge that we don't know what the future of Jalen Hurts is. Like,
it's not about it's the future. You know, this is the thing, because I hear a lot of fans say this. It's not about the name on the back of the jersey. It's the name about the name on the front of the jersey.
It is, but people get attached to players.
And you know what? People are attached to Randall. People were attached to Fletcher Cox.
We're attached to all of them at points.
I mean, and that's okay. But you also have to be realistic in this situation. And see, this is when I start talking about people playing checkers, not chess. This is a, if they decide to get him, they've obviously identified him as a quarterback that could play in the next couple of years. He's not going to play 2 years from now, probably not even three. But 4 or 5 years down the line, yeah.
Well, and then if something ever happened to Hurts where he declined faster, got hurt, you might have something. And then you just go from there and you figure the whole thing out. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear Peter Schrager now at ESPN. Listen to how he described Jalen Milroe. I heard this and I was like, it feels like it's the Hurts thing all over again 5 years ago. Here's Schrager on Milroe.
Another GM I was talking to over the weekend as I'm watching the Masters and just texting everybody and on calls about the draft. And he's like, I could easily see Milroe going late first. He's like, that's the kind of deal where you have a starter already, and then you put Milroe in for some subset packages, and then 2-3 years, who knows? Jalen Milroe is your guy, and he's been learning for a year, and of course he can run the ball. He ran a 4.3 40 at his pro day, and he's got a awesome arm, and he's a winner, and he's about it. Like, he is a great leader. The same conversation on Milroe is, well, he was benched against South Florida a year ago.
I mean, Kyle, if you just change some of the words around, like the South Florida compared to Georgia, like the benching, we could have doctored the audio and you would have thought it was from 5 years ago.
The leader thing. It's like when I heard the clip, I'm like, this just sounds like Jalen Hurts.
It was deja vu. Yeah. It's so weird. Now, will he be there in the second round? I don't know. But if he is, I would take him. All right, let's hear from Milroe talking about the idea of the quarterbacks he tries to watch, because he's getting compared to Lamar and Hurts, which, you know, you think runners, right? You know, athletic quarterbacks. But obviously, you got to be a little more than that to succeed at a super high level the way Hurts has developed and Lamar. Let's hear Milroe talk about the guys he watches.
Who's your idol quarterback right now in the NFL? Who do you watch that, you know, growing up and now?
So I don't necessarily have an idol, but I have a lot of quarterbacks that I'm inspired by watching them play. And so one thing that I've done this past offseason is watch the NFL tape. And so watching Burrow, watching Purdy, watching Geno Smith. And one thing that's unique about all of them, they play on time, they have pocket integrity. The footwork in the pocket is so efficient. The body movement that they put themselves in to make every throw on the field.
Right.
Because it's going to be important. You know, it's going to be certain scenarios where perfect ball placement beats perfect coverage every time. And so just knowing where your hots are as well. So just watching that tape, just watching these great guys just be able to ball each and every Sunday. And so it's just inspiring because that's where I want to, you know, be in the future.
Yeah.
He's going to be the player I'm most fascinated to see what he becomes. Just everything we've heard today and him talking and the story. Like, I think he's got a shot to be a good player.
Yeah, and he already is self-aware. I think it was pretty smart of him to watch Brock Purdy tape, because Brock Purdy came into the NFL, and whether you like it or not, had a pretty good showing his first year.
Of course he did. First two years.
Yeah, you're talking about for what he was and how he came in there and how he picked up the offense the way that he did. And they catered it to him. See, that's the thing that I don't think people realize. That a lot of times, perfect example, you're talking about Bryce Young. Went to Carolina. They didn't know what to do with him. As a matter of fact, Frank Wright, there was reports that that's not the quarterback that he wanted.
Yeah, they wanted Stroud.
They wanted Stroud. But that's the quarterback they got, and it didn't work. To be in a position, people, where you can sit back and watch and learn, because the one thing that most young quarterbacks struggle with is the speed of the game and how quickly the windows close up in those throwing lanes. Mm-hmm. You know, because in college you might be playing against Alabama and the safety might not be that good, but the corners are good, but the safety's not good. So you might have a play where you can get him over the top if you get the ball out quick enough or whatever. You know, because you have the athleticism that, you know, at every position it might be a little different. But at this level, everybody's good. And the windows close up and they break on balls like that and stuff like that. So to be in a situation where you could practice against the ones and get better every day, then I would do that.
To me, insurance policies, you know, you never know when you need them till you need them. You want to have insurance just in case. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones here, we got a lot of callers who want to try to win this prize and talk to us about Milroe and the Eagles and, of course, this Phillies team, which lost to the Mets last night. Can you give everyone a third clue? Because it's 12:30 and you don't have a winner yet.
Yeah. The third clue is this one, people. I ain't worried about that. I like the way you said it. Like, I'm concerned about the timing. But this one, it would be eligible for Peanut Butter Week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so it's a popular snack. Could have been found at some point.
Somebody going to get the next one.
In Kyle's lunchbox back in the day. And this would be... Now, is this the first annual or second annual Peanut Butter Week?
Oh, the first. We've never done it before.
Semi-annual first? Yeah, it's something like that.
Ooh.
I can't wait for Peanut Butter Week 3.0, which is probably coming pretty soon.
The two fingers I used are very sticky.
Yeah, that one hurts. All right, Matt in West Deptford. What's up, Matt?
Oh, Joe, what's up, you?
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
My bad for earlier, man. I stepped out of the truck. But, yeah, listen, Hugh, real quick. We need to bring little Harper up for the Phillies, man. He can hit that ball.
Hey, man, listen. Harper, all right. Like, I think it's fact. Because, you know, I never played baseball, right? But the first thing that I noticed when he's playing is his swing.
He's got a little Prince Fielder to him. He drops that back shoulder.
And I'm like, no, he's – I don't know what to do with that though yet, Joe. I don't know. Hey, and Matt, I don't know what to do with it yet. But we're gonna wait and see. We're gonna slow play it a little bit because I don't know what to do. But he has a pretty swing.
I need him in the Phillies lineup by the end of the season. Is what I need.
Yeah, definitely a pretty swing. But listen, yeah, this team's a joke. I mean, they can barely hit the ball. They wait eight innings to hit the ball. Right? Our bullpen is atrocious. They bring in – he loves to bring in Ruiz. Ruiz, he stinks. I can't even think. Romano, he stinks. You go look at Carlos Estevez right now, right? The dude that we had last year that got hit around a lot. You know what I'm saying? They would barrel his ball. They would hit him. But you go look at his stats right now with the Royals, it's unbelievable.
Well, and then look at Hoffman. Hoffman has it looks like an all-star for the Blue Jays.
Is that true? I was going to just say him. But, yes, exactly. We got players. All we can really count on is Alvarado. I mean, hopefully he's not wild and strong. But other than that, this pen is a joke, and it's just sickening that this team right now, the Mets, they sort of own us.
I know. It's so annoying. It's annoying that it feels like every time they play, the Mets are going to beat them. It's annoying.
And I just looked at the standings. I mean, I remember when we were 5-1, we were talking about the Braves 6 games out.
Yep.
I mean, yo, we're 3 games out right now. I mean, something has to give. Hopefully Sanchez deals. Hopefully we can hit the ball. Hopefully we win. But Sanchez is 4-0 after Nola, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think he's due for a loss, right? A due to get hit around. Hopefully not. But can you just imagine they beat us again tonight with our so-called, he's been our ace this year, Sanchez, hands down.
They're looking pretty good for us with Sanchez on the mound tonight.
Yeah, well, we need a win. I mean, if they lose tonight and drop the series, it's a concern. And look, I think the NL East isn't a lock to have multiple teams in the postseason with what's going on in the West. So these are important games. Matt, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I mean, I just started listening again. I would say, I don't know, like peanut butter crackers.
Peanut butter crackers is a good guess.
I thought you were, dog. You were close.
It is a good guess. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Christy in Bluebell has an idea for the Phillies offense. What's up, Christy?
Well, I watched quite a few games where they were playing beautiful small ball. All of them were hitting in the gap, opposite field. And then when there's a tiny bit of pressure on them, you can just see it's like a switch. And they're trying to go yard every time.
Well, it's like the playoffs last year, Christy. I mean, I agree with you. Like,
well, and the year before. Yep. Like, it's always like that. That's why I was telling the producer, they need like a team shrink. Because they get in their head, and it is. It's like they put so much pressure on themselves that they're the reason they fail.
Well, especially those last two at-bats, because they kind of had Diaz on the ropes last night. He gave up the home run. It was 5-4. They had some momentum, and then Trey and Harper went up there and did not have good at-bats. You felt like they were trying too hard there.
Right. They do. They just do. When there's just a little bit of pressure, they fall apart.
Yep.
I do have to say something on the quarterback thing.
Yeah, what do you think about the Milroe idea and the idea of taking a quarterback in the second round?
The best thing that you guys could do is have a backup plan. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Broncos fan. And that tells you everything. We have had 25 quarterbacks since Peyton Manning.
It does feel like it's been a lot. And until last year, none of them were any good. I mean, that's
and,
the problem.
And that's the thing.
And we were irrelevant quarterbacks, since then.
Well, they were. I mean, I think it was the first time you guys made the playoffs in like 7 or 8 years. Christy, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I would say Uncrestable.
Well, you would win. You'd be the winner.
Yes! Oh, my God!
You got it, Christy.
I didn't want to say this, but I was like, I bet you somebody that's going to call up is going to be a woman.
Yeah?
Because when you said it, they automatically knew, because they probably packed them. Guys don't think about stuff like that.
Well, actually, my first guess was Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, but then
somebody
not eligible for Peanut Butter Week. That's a good way to use the clues.
Yeah.
The Peanut Butter Week changed my mind.
Christy, good job. You won a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 Octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Yes, Uncrustables.
They made an appearance last night.
That's what got our minds rolling this morning. Yes, it was Castellanos in the dugout.
Yeah. What do we think about that, by the way?
They've become
eating Uncrustables.
Eating Uncrustable in the dugout.
That's a go-to snack, though, for a lot of people.
I think I've read an article during the playoffs. The Eagles have them at halftime. Devontae, it's like a halftime snack for Devontae.
And I know when I was in Atlanta, the Falcons on the road trip home, they have them. They have them there going and coming back.
So this is how you know Uncrustables have gotten really popular. Like my daughter loves them. Right, kids like them. Professional teams are eating them at halftime in the dugout. That's new.
Well, it's the protein and the energy boost.
It's like a quick little snack.
Yeah, it's like people that are diabetic. It's almost like if you eat that, if you're low sugar, get you sugar boost.
Or maybe all the Phillies and Eagles are listening to Peanut Butter Week and were inspired.
That's right.
That's a possibility.
Why wouldn't they be listening?
Yeah.
When was the last time you guys had an Uncrustable?
I'm not a fan.
No, I'm not really either.
I'm
not a PB&J guy.
Oh,
I like peanut butter and jelly, but I like the ones that I make.
Yeah, I mean, homemade is always better, but sometimes you're in a pinch.
Well, because it's like
they have them out there, in the little thing out there.
No, they don't put enough peanut butter in them for me, or jelly.
See, I like the strawberry ones more than the grape. But yeah,
that's our guy.
Who else would this be?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh, that's smacking.
Well, it's peanut butter week.
Yeah,
3.0.
Also, I just want to point out. Mm-hmm. To all the people in the YouTube chat who are upset that they weren't able to win the prize, you can't just guess it in the YouTube chat and win the prize. That's not how this works.
They were guessing it in the chat.
Yeah. People take guesses out of the lot, but they were like, I'm so mad that they wouldn't I said it twice. I'm like, I don't care.
Well, here's what you can do. We appreciate you listening or watching, however you do. You can pick up your phone while you're on watching.
You're giving out the number.
Yeah, you call.
Call in, talk some Phillies or Eagles, and then you can get your answer if you're so confident in it.
Well, especially if you have it. I mean, you got to kick yourself after
throw
that.
Throw a pair of stones. Call up.
Make a phone call. Well, we're happy that our winner today, Christy, got it. Congratulations. Uncrustables. Yes, Castellanos. So do we think that's what's in the fridge? Because you see the Phillies... you notice this last week, Hugh? They covered up the fridge. Remember that?
Because you were complaining about it.
Not because of me.
Chilly, yeah,
let's
go.
I'm wondering what
you know. You move the meter when it comes to things.
I'm wondering what they're hiding in there. That's the question.
Uncrustables, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
no. I'm telling you what happened. Kim, let me tell you what happened.
Well, if you just have water and Gatorade, what's the point of putting a thing over it so no one can see?
What happened was you complained, and people heard you complaining.
We don't need fridges and dugouts.
They heard you complain. That's what I'm saying. They heard you complain.
But it's still there.
But they heard you complain.
Okay.
And so I guess they didn't want to take them out, so they just covered them up because there's like, you know, that dang Joe Giglio in that midday show. He's always complaining about something.
Always.
Or starting rumors.
Stirring the pot.
Because you know you started this whole Jalen Miller rumor.
That's right.
You know you started
out. Yeah, I think I did start with this one. This one might be on me. Yeah. I don't think the AJ one's on me as much. But hold on. I complain about everything. The one time they listen, it's about Uncrustables.
No, they listen
to it
all the time. You didn't know?
Not moving the needle on other things.
Yeah, but that you
I
move
want
the
better
needle
players. I want different players in here, especially in this bullpen. I've got what I want there. All right, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up next on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Can you keep your hands out of Hugh's cookie jar? Because you want something you ain't supposed to be on out here talking about.
What are you talking about?
Quarterbacks. Yeah, the Packers did it twice with 30-something-year-old dudes. I got the Mormon missile. I'm not worried about backing a quarterback. Y'all
Mormon,
need to stop disrespecting
the
Tanner
McKee.
What I need y'all to do.
I did not know he was
Mormon.
Oh,
he's the Mormon missile, yeah.
Respecting the Mormon missile. You disrespecting my man, 6'28". You know what I mean? See, over that gigantic.
Black Gritty just
want to
know. He wants some
A-line.
Defensive player. He just wants some defensive player.
I know is Shady McCoy told me I need to start him in the Super Bowl over Jalen Hurts after half a start last year. So don't be talking about no quarterback. Is defense a luxury,
the
Joe?
The Mormon missile.
Defense is not a luxury. We'll use our first pick. We'll use our first pick.
See,
first pick.
I got 32 people
fault.
To replace on defense. DJ, go. Oh, Sweats, go. I need defense. And everybody keeps – it's so funny. Jalen Hurts isn't the top five quarterback, but everybody wants Jalen Hurts' equivalent replacement backup. And I think he might be a pretty good quarterback. You know why? Because he's not going to go to one of these trash pen teams in the first 10 picks. He's going to get to go somewhere. We can sit down on the bench and learn. And it's not going to be here because I got Tanner time. Now let's move on to baseball. Bryce, thank you for choosing me. But what are you doing, baby? Why are you swinging like a seventh grader when the pressure comes on? You know what I mean? Can I get some nerve juice in that fridge? Like, first of all, I don't want to hate on billion-dollar people. What you need in that fridge? You need to be working on the field. You need to be sweating it out. You need to be focused on the game, not having a cheesesteak or a hoagie or whatever it is. Because you got on a Gatorade. I watch basketball, football. Hugh, did y'all have a fridge in a football game? Or y'all just get some Gatorade and tell your butt to get out
well,
there?
Well, it was like, yeah,
work.
You put the fridge over the Gatorade
it's,
with the ice.
The fridge is soft. I mean, it's soft.
Yeah, that's
all
you
what
get.
It is?
I'm just saying. If you're going to be swinging heavy, you need to touch the earth, Trey Turner. You don't deserve nothing that's on that fridge. You know, at my house, if you don't do your chores, you can't go in there and get no snacks. So I put a chain on the fridge and lock it down so these dudes can start hitting under pressure.
I put a chain on the fridge.
Why are you swinging in the dirt? The dude was getting rocked. Stop doing what he had to do. And I hate the fact that the Phillies keep doing this. And yeah, the teaser, you keep saying Nola's lost. Nola didn't get no help. That loss ain't on Nola. I know Nola's bad right now, but that wasn't on him. Can he get some help? Can he get some support? Can somebody with $300 million hit a Mammy Jammy ball? I can't stand it. And Hugh, you lucky that lady came through and got that clue. Because, man, again, you with these clues.
My clues be fine.
Defense is a luxury. Joe Giglio, stop eating these gummies and get yourself focused. We need defense, because that's how we won the Super Bowl. I thought that's how we won it. I thought Jalen Hurts didn't do nothing, so I don't need a quarterback.
No, I never said he didn't do anything. I said, you know, he didn't play great all season. That's what I said.
Tanner McKee about to get traded to New Orleans.
He played great in the Super Bowl. We know that.
During the draft.
And last thing. Can we beat the Mets? Can we just beat the Mets? I hate the Mets. I'll talk to y'all.
You got it, Black. I hate the Mets, too. And you know what? He's right. You're right. You said this earlier. Those at-bats, the last two by Turner and Harper, were a joke. I mean, they were a joke. I mean, I just need
was
a better
that hero
at bat.
Ball. That was hero.
Well,
hero
and,
ball?
And what's frustrating about the hero ball last night for Bryce swing at those is isn't that why Schwarber's behind him in the lineup? Take
yeah,
the walk.
Protection.
Take the walk protection. And let Kyle swing.
You know
what are we doing?
You know what I? You know who I sadly thought of when Harper struck out?
Who?
One of our callers.
Which
Any
one?
Guess?
Who?
Someone that's on Harper all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. Jay
from West Philly.
Yeah. I try not to think of him after work hours because I need to keep my stress
he
level
down. He was rent
down.
Free in my head.
Yeah, he got gotcha. Well, now I'm thinking of it. Now if he strikes out three times tonight, I'm going to be on that as well. It was a bad at-bat. I mean, it was. Now, Bryce has been hot heading into this, so it's not like he's been a slump. I mean, he's hit like, what, four home runs in the homestand, including a bomb on Friday when the against the Marlins. So he's been on a good run. And, you know, I can't say anything else besides Bryce has hit well lately. But that was a bad at-bat in a big moment where they do have that closer on the ropes. There's a lot of parts here that's frustrating right now with the Phillies because it's not a day or two or three. They're 8-9 in their last 17. Since the Rockies left here, the Phillies were 5-1. They swept the Rockies, second series of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8-9. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's been up, down, up, down. They haven't even played many great teams in this stretch.
Yeah, it ain't been as consistent as we would like it to be.
No, and I need a win tonight because the Mets thing is driving me crazy. They cannot beat this Mets team and haven't been able to for a while here. 215-592-9494. All right. Hugh's going to offer some advice to a friend later on the show. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll get to you people at about 1:45, see what everyone's saying, including those apparently guessed Hugh's clues but didn't call in. Do you feel good that someone got it before the 1 o'clock hour?
No. I mean, I feel all right regardless.
No,
If they'd waited until 1:55,
no.
I'd have still been feeling good. No. I get some great clues, man. I don't care what nobody say.
People say you don't. I mean,
I know. They can say what they want to say. Let's stay late parlay over here.
Nobody can talk themselves into something quite
I
like
know.
You, Douglas.
And nobody cares about the 8-leg parlay. Nobody.
It fits the narrative.
Not a
it
damn soul.
The narrative.
It's nothing to do with your clues. All right. Plus, we got a daily mock at 1 o'clock. Just a few more of those to go. We're off the rails now. All right, Jalen Milroe, if he's there on the board in the second, should the Eagles take him? Would it be a big deal for Jalen? And the most frustrating part with the Phillies, what is it for you last net right now? Daily mock at 1 coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.